The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, then be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself?" The Gospel of the Lord. So Moses presents us with the choice of life or death, and what is the pathway of life? Interestingly, it begins by loving God. He said, "Love God and follow His commandments and you will live." But it starts simply with just love, because the more we love Him, the more we're going to desire to follow Him. You know, it's when we don't love Him much, it's very difficult to follow the commandments. But the more we grow in love for Him, we're going to long to do whatever He asks of us. A couple of years ago, my spiritual director recommended to me a book about Fenelon, who was a great French priest and spiritual writer in the 17th century. And Fenelon, throughout the book, he has a very strong focus on what prevents us from loving God. And he says, above all else, it is love of self. It is self-love which hinders us from giving ourselves fully to God and following Him faithfully. Now, there's a very healthy form of self-love, and obviously he's not speaking of that, but this unhealthy attachment to self. And how do we free ourselves? How does God free us from this self-love? He said it's just simply life and the trials of life. He writes, "God, in His desire to strip the soul from its own perfection, to strip the soul for its own perfection, causes it to pass through daily trials and never leaves it alone until He has put an end to its love of self-concern and self-focus." And so I read that and I go, man, if He would just do that immediately, that'd be so great. You know, just set me free at once. And then I read this line: "It is only an excessive self-love that desires to become perfect in a moment, and at so cheap a rate." My brothers and sisters, why is it a daily trial? You know, over and over, "Oh my gosh, Lord, I didn't even realize I struggled in that way, and I've got that fault." And so that we will value how beautiful it is to be transformed in love, and so that we will see that He calls us to cooperate in that transformation. That He just doesn't instantaneously change us, because then we have no merit in it. And I close with this. He says, "True love can see nothing as small." My brothers and sisters, as we advance by God's grace in spiritual life, we'll realize more and more that it's in the little ways, those little tiny small acts where we die to self, that we please God so profoundly, because we show Him how much we love Him. True love sees nothing as small. And so we don't dismiss, "Oh, God's not going to care about that," or, you know, "That's no big deal." No, I want to be totally transformed in love. And that's at the heart of the season of Lent.